Okay, I want to call the meeting to order. Everyone's present. I have one announcement to make. Josh is having some problems that he needs to take care of, and he's going to go to work where he has to travel, and so he's resigning. And so I want you all to be thinking of someone to recommend to me, and I will turn them into the mayor, because she's the one that selects them. So I want to keep that in mind. And tonight, do we have any minutes? Okay. Tonight, we're going to discuss have a hearing for Randy Ellis. He's wanting to rezone property at 501 North 12th Street from Residential 1 to Residential 3. He's going to, according to the information we have, do room rentals with a common area. Mr. Ellis, would you like to tell us what you're going to do? So we'll, and there'll probably be some questions.
Sure. I'll try to answer best I can. The current configuration, we're going to change into, well, it'll be a total of 7 bedrooms initially that will be rentable units, single bedrooms, and we're going to reconfigure bathrooms that are currently single bathrooms into whatever double bathrooms to allow for each, essentially every room to have its own bathroom. There will have to be one shared bathroom between two rooms upstairs, and then, like we mentioned before, on the downstairs, what's currently the master suite and bathroom, there's a small bedroom next to that that will get a door added at the end of the hallway, and that will be a two-room rentable suite with
so a shared bathroom there.
That shared bathroom.
So like a shared bathroom upstairs, shared bathroom.
One shared up and one down, and then the downstairs has two other single rooms that will be rentable with their each own bathroom, and two rooms, three rooms upstairs with a total of two bathrooms. One of the bedrooms will have access off to one bathroom by itself, and the other two will share the one bathroom.
And then there's a common area up there also.
And there's a small common area upstairs.
It's a
upstairs.
Big house. Mm-hmm. When we bought it, it was 9 bedrooms.
Most of you are lifelong, I think, Ozark residents, and you know me, worked for the water department forever, but anyways, Betty Jo Gilmer's family residence, and it's got 9 bedrooms. Our goal eventually is to turn the shop now, which has HVAC, it does not have water and sewer.
It's a two-story shop that kind of goes over where
and there's a breezeway over the carport. And we'd like to build that into a live-in property management
apartment.
But financially, yeah. First things first.
Then they will share the kitchen.
They will share the kitchen. There's a sunken living room. And
the kitchen's big, and I'm going to put in, everybody will have their own little refrigerator. I saw them at Lowe's, and uh-huh. They're just perfect. They're kind of like a motorhome refrigerator,
right.
Not full-size, small. So there's like this big area that has like a bar area or something, just cabinets, like, I don't know.
There's
buffet
an excess
type thing.
Of cabinets
anyway,
now.
Anyway, take all that out, and it would fit 6 refrigerators. And then if you turn around, that's where the refrigerator goes, and I want to put like 4 microwaves there. And then I want to get, there's a big space where a regular size stove is, and I think I can get a 6 burner stove in there. And especially after the remodel, if I make sure that there's enough room when they put the cabinets back in, I can put a bigger stove in there. People don't really like cook and bake so much, but if somebody wanted to bake cookies.
Now this is long-term rental. It's not like I've got company for tonight. Can you put
them
up?
Oh, no,
it's long-term lease.
You know,
we're thinking students.
That comes to mind. Others have mentioned the like the pipeline when they come through.
Right.
A lot of their workers need places to stay long term.
Right.
That would be an ideal situation for them. T.F. White mentioned in a meeting we had recently, depending on the need of the nursing home, if there's people in end of life situations and they have family members from out of state that need somewhere
to
live, for a month or two or whatever while their loved one is at that point in their life. It's literally three houses down from the nursing home, so that would lend itself well there.
It's not a hotel. I don't think we would do that.
No, not a hotel.
Because that sounds like a hotel. I want a stable income.
Right.
I want a lease. Unless you make an agreement with the nursing home, I wouldn't do that. I think there's just a need for some older people who just don't want to deal with it. It'll have Wi-Fi. It'll have televisions. It'll be included. Your utilities are included, and it's just one fee. And I hope it's security where women feel safe there. It'll be clean.
Yeah.
If you cause trouble, you can't stay. No drugs. You know, and I can monitor who comes and goes. You can kind of tell when people are kind of hanky.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so it'll be out there that there's security cameras on outside, and I watch you come and go. If you don't like it, you don't live here. But it's part of the security. It's not going to be in the bathrooms. It's not in your rooms. But I'm going to watch the doors that go in and out.
We'll put the Echobee thermostats that we can put a range of set points so people can adjust their
thermostat
to a degree, but you know, not jack it down to 64 in the summer.
Yeah, there's separate units for upstairs and downstairs.
No, it has two units, one for downstairs and one for upstairs. So ideally the college comes to mind as the most likely tenants.
Well, my granddaughter, like I had said earlier, lived in a situation. But now she had her own refrigerator in her room.
I would not be opposed to that if that's what they want to do.
Because she tried, she tried sharing.
Yeah, we definitely don't want to go into that, the shared.
No, sharing doesn't work.
No, it didn't work for her.
And with little locks on them. You know, well, they could put a lock on it if they want.
Yeah, well, you know, she just kept it in her room.
Or you can put one in your room if you want. But I just said I wasn't going to be responsible for the ones in their rooms or their microwave. It's like you bring it in, you clean it, I get to come in and look at it if I think something smells funny coming from your room. You know, but it's in the kitchen because that's where the refrigerator should be. I would prefer not, but I wouldn't say don't. You know, if you want it in your room, you could have a small refrigerator and microwave, and I wouldn't mind.
Well, she just had one like you take in college.
Right.
But these are big enough.
What about furniture? Is it going to be furnished, or they do their
Just the common areas, the bedroom furniture, they have to bring themselves. Most of the rooms are big enough that you could put a big bed on one side and a little couch and TV, coffee table on the other side. It has big bedrooms.
The property now sits as 4,400 square feet, so it's plenty. And it's laid out quite well.
It really
is. How about
is.
The parking?
There's lots of parking out front. Right now there's two that go under the house, and then there's a parking thing that depends on the size of the cars. You could get two in there. And then in the yard, we want to put gravel, and then you could fit more cars across in between the driveway. It's kind of like extending the driveway across the side of the house too. There's a tree, and if you fill that in with gravel, that's more parking.
I haven't measured it off, but ideally, initially with the seven rentable rooms we have now, all the parking can be done off of Cheatham.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and it wouldn't be any street parking. Everybody would have a spot.
Right.
You should try a sign. That might.
I probably
and
would.
That,
yeah.
Yes.
Probably would.
And so if they had guests come, they'd have to park somewhere else, or they would?
On the other side, well, we thought on the other side of the tree we could extend a couple more spaces. If we wanted to.
And there could be, you know, for a guest, a visiting guest, along 12th, not ideally along 12th, but on Cheatham on the football side of the field.
Yeah.
You could park in the grass there. And on 12th Street, there's a pretty big grass area that every day I go over there, there's two vehicles parked across from the house with the white wrought iron fence. They're always parked right at the end of the football field there. And I don't know who they belong to, if it's that brick house with the white wrought iron fence. But that is potential, you know, a guest could park there.
Very short-term parking there. You could park on the street. our renters would just get an assigned spot.
Anyone else have any questions?
So the questions that I had just by looking at it was the first one was parking, and you've kind of understood that. I would like to make sure there's going to be plenty of parking so that there is nothing, no, you know, on the road, especially on
12th
Street, yeah. As far as Cheatham Street, I mean, I think keeping it off of Cheatham Street is ideal and what I think you should do.
When I say on Cheatham, I meant in the yard, but access to the parking spaces, like the driveway and the carport are off of Cheatham.
So I understand that. And I was saying, so the residents park on property and not on Cheatham.
Correct.
Sure, if they're going to have some guests over or whatever, that might overrun. And I mean, that can happen at my house as well as, you know, anybody else's. So I don't have any issues with that as long as the residents have, you know, parking on site.
Yes.
That was the biggest question I had.
Did the Brewers have a sale?
Yes, the one next door.
Is someone living in it?
I think they had offered it back up for sale.
Oh.
I think it's ended up being more.
They just flipped it.
Oh, okay, yeah, yes, Brewers, they yes, did. They sold it. It's an older couple that bought it, and they did buy it to flip. We bought this property from John Fisk, and he mentioned his name, and I don't know him, but it is back up for sale. And, you know, our big thing as, you know, residents here is clean, safe, you know, no nuisance to the neighbors. You know, this, we want it to be like if we lived there that, you know, it's a respectable someplace that, again, that would provide, I think, a fill
trying
a need.
To provide a service that those are rather than just fix it up and resell it again. This is a nice, the configuration of the house, it just fits that there's three doors that go in.
There's four.
Four. Actually, there's, well, the stairs in the back go up to what will be the apartment.
There's the door that goes in the kitchen. There's the, there is a north, south, east, and west main entry door to the house.
Now, you do realize that you will need to work with Trotter.
Nick Trotter.
Fire department.
He's the fire department.
I was on the fire department with Nick before he was.
But he will tell you, because there will be some different codes that you have to meet with an apartment as opposed to a home. So you'll need to, everything will have to meet code.
And I just want you to understand. Believer in.
Well, I just want you to understand that
sure.
up front.
Yes.
Don't forget to check with him. Got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nick is a good guy to work with, and he will tell you what you need to do. And so I would talk to him.
Yeah.
And we're just now getting some estimates from contractors.
So I can get with
Nick and have him walk the property the way it sits now and let him know what our plans are. And so,
yes.
so if anything needs to be changed, we can do it with the remodel.
We can do it right from the onset.
I mean, I don't think we have to install sprinklers or something like that, but make sure we have enough.
I don't think Nick Trotter's going to be as concerned about issues as your insurance company will be.
The pot?
The insurance company. And that's
something about.
They might require a foam fired oven hood.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, you know,
if we're putting a six burner stove in or
and he
I don't
was
know,
talking about firewalls. I'm not familiar, but he will tell you what you need to do and what the codes are. But that's something that you'll need to check with him about. Okay, are there any other questions?
So does it meet all the other requirements of R3, the property? I thought it did.
Yeah.
But I wasn't 100% sure. So, I mean, I'm good.
Okay. So, I'm going to ask for a raise of hands. All in favor? Anyone opposed? Okay. I can't vote.
Gotcha.
I just get to talk to you. It has passed. I will turn it into the city clerk tomorrow morning. Now, this has passed us, but it will come before the city council at the next city council meeting, and they have the option of turning it down or changing anything. I just want you to be aware of that, because it...
Okay.
Yes, Sonia made that clear when I applied.
So, okay, I'm going to adjourn the meeting.